And I have endeavored to do that. And I want to thank you for the trials. Trials teach you things. I was thinking about Sister, I'll let you sit down for a minute. I was thinking about Sister. You know, I'm old enough to think back now. I think back. And I used to go to the prisons. And I remember when I was first invited to go to the prison, I didn't really know what to do, but I preached. And when I made the altar call, this big, gangly, 6'7", look like dude, came up and asked God to save him. And I'm just, you know, I'm young, and I'm just, he was crying. The Lord saved him. I look back sometimes, I said, Lord, I'd like to know what something happened to these people. You know, where they are, what they're doing, things like that. But the Lord takes me back now. You get there, he'll take you back. He probably take you back anyway, but I just want to thank the Lord for using me and helping me to stay put so he can use me some more. I want to go out being used. I want to go out being used. And I told the Lord something. I said, Lord, I said, I've been around people dying. I've been around, you know, saints. One thing I said, Lord, let me live where I ain't scared to die. Now you move to. I don't want to be, you know, holding on and gaggling. And I said, Lord, I want to just go to sleep like I'm supposed to. So you let me live where I can go to sleep in Christ. Amen. Amen. Y'all probably never thought about that. Live on, you will. But I really want to appreciate. I appreciate the Lord today. I do. I ask y'all's prayers for me. You know, and I know things are moving in my home, and I just really appreciate the Lord. Thank the Lord, especially for my children. I'm just sorry, y'all. I just thank the Lord for my kids, for my girls. You know, they have been my rock. Jesus is my rock. They've been my pebbles there. And they have really been stood by me, and they don't know the times that, you know, sometimes, you know, you drop in to say hello to somebody. I know the lady across the street, her name is Maxine. And somehow she just loves me for some reason. So she comes over and she says, Celeste, she said, anything you need, you let us know. I live in a villa with the HOA thing. You need everybody, you know, around. You know, everybody has friends. And this is a lady that teaches Bible study. She's real good, Carol. But I just really want to thank the Lord. I don't know why I be in the places I be in. But then I have to look about, like I buy this big old house. Now, who need this big old house? But then we would think about, you know, you never know what's going to go on. I got kids. Jackie got a big old house. Bridget got a big old house. You just never know what things bring. You know what I'm saying? And so I said, well, Lord, I'll just be comfortable and stop complaining. Hello. And I want to thank you for where you brought me. I wake up in the morning and I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I told you I woke up last week and he said new wine. So we got to start to praying. I got to start to praying for new wine because he said new wine. I said, new wine? He said, that old wine ain't doing. He said, y'all need new wine. So get ready to move or do whatever, however he leads me to do it. We need some new wine. Y'all ever seen, heard that song? I need some new wine. Trying to find it. Y'all know how to do that, y'all. Look on y'all thing fast. New wine. Y'all play that, so I like to hear that. Praise the Lord. I want to really appreciate all of you that have stood with me and prayed for me. I really appreciate you. I do. I really appreciate you. I do. You don't know what prayer is. Powerful. Love is powerful. That I know. Love is a power. Ooh wee. Because God so love. You can't so love, but you can love. So I just want to thank the Lord. I appreciate him. I really do. Y'all have to do keep me in prayer because I'm got some things I, you know, got to decide in my mind and some decisions I got to make and different things like that. And I ask y'all to keep me in prayer. So, Tawana be so serious. She keeps me preaching because she be so serious. She be looking at, she know, well, let me tell y'all that I've been knowing her since she was 8. Or was you 7? See, we lived in Berkeley, and their parents, I had a house on Evergreen. I think it's 6121 Evergreen. What was your address? 6121 was my address. In Berkeley. How many years ago? Because you weren't even born, was you, Jackie? That is so marvelous to me. But they lived on the corner next to what then was a bowling alley, but it's a big old church now. And Tawana used to come over and play with the kids. She was spoiled. You still spoiled, Tawana? She was so spoiled. And the kids were Gwen out of, we glad Gwen ain't here. But I think back, Tawana, it's been such a long time, and I watch her grow up. And I married him. I'm married. And I just look back, you know, and I just thank the Lord for letting me live. And I pray. I said, God, I said, you know my heart. You know, I want to go out with a bang. I want to go out like Samson did. Yeah, that's where I pray. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord another clap off. I do appreciate the Lord. I truly do. And I want you to lift your hands to God and just thank him for bringing you thus far. Let him know you love him. Let him know you love him. You're dependent on him. Praise the Lord. You don't care what's in your life. You depended for it to be just like the Bible say. You're depending on God to be God in your life. Hallelujah, because he is God. He is God. I'm going to tell you, he can do what no other power can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You ought to thank him for where you are, you know, thank him for bringing you where you are. You wasn't there last 3-10 years ago, praise the Lord. You see, well, look what the Lord has done. What that song, look what the Lord has done. He has really done some good things. Amen. I was listening to this sister, I said, boy, I'd like to be with her again. Praise the Lord, I tell you. God has really been good. Are you tired? I ain't no ways tired. Come too far. I just come too far. Amen. I ain't no ways tired. I am not tired. I done come too far from where I started from. Nobody told us that the road would be easy. I just love him. I just ain't no ways tired. I tell him that. I said, God, I'm not no ways tired. I'm just not. And so I just want to thank, I'm sorry, Jackie, but I just have to thank the Lord for y'all. I really do, you know. See, like, they going home and cook. I love to bake. Now, y'all want a potato pie, anything that? That's Sister Davis. Cookies, pies, cakes. Stuff stacking on top of each other and stuff. I used to be a, you know, make wedding cakes, me and my daughter Cheryl. And I love to bake, I love to sew, I love to do things. And don't bring no craft here, you got it going with me. I love to do stuff. So I'm telling you, L, I need some light support. I got it in my mind what I want up on top of that tank. And I want the middle one to be the sun. I want to make something to make the sun, and I want the moon somewhere over there. We'll get together on it. See, I'll just tell he'll be trying to. He'll be saying, "What pastor say?" By the way, that's his tank in there. He does. I said, "Well, you know, I don't know where this crazy idea come from. I want to put eating in a tank. I know how. Shoot, I sit down today. I went and bought the stuff I thought should go in it, and my daughter, she got all involved in it because she loves crafts. She sent him all kind of stuff." Y'all ought to see it. It turned out really, really nice. I was so proud of them. I didn't put a piece of grass in there. I didn't put no animals. They put the animals in. They put the grass in. They just fixed it really nice. And of course, Sergeant, Covey, he leads the brigade and he's good. He's good. He's good. Father, I want to thank you. I praise you. I pray you would bless the service today, Lord. Lord, give us what we need. give us what we need. I ask it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, we stand here to honor you in praise and thanksgiving. And we pray that you would just, Lord, the Holy Spirit, just open this word and just spread it out where we can eat. Hallelujah, Jesus, and be full. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn around and clap and shake somebody's hand and tell them I'm glad to be here today. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is God's day. Yes, it is. I want you to turn to the 16th chapter of John. Who got enough of the Holy Ghost in here today? Huh? Thank you. You helped me preach today then, just looking at you. Amen. The church needs some new wine. That's what the Holy Ghost is wine. We need some new wine. Thank you, Lord. I want it. Shoot. Amen. Just don't be thinking and trying to figure it out. Just let him do it. I remember we got so hungry. We were younger Christians. Shoot. They told us about the Holy Ghost. We'd be everywhere searching. That we do whatever they say. We did. Because we wanted the Holy Spirit. We saw what he did. We saw it. Just something about the Holy Ghost. I can't explain. Y'all know this on it? I got it, I got it. Something about the Holy Ghost I can't explain, but I got it. Yeah. The church need new wine. We need something from God. We got some stuff going on in our nation and in our country that we can't handle with what we got. Hallelujah. And I'm concerned about the prophets. I don't hear, see when I was coming up, shoot, they had prophets that prophesied and it happened. Shoot, I'm telling you, but where are the prophets at? Where is everybody? Hello? I said, hello out there. Where is the prophets? Where is the, praise the Lord, children of God. Anybody with me here? Yes. We need what the Lord told us we need. He set the church up. He know what we need. And we need what we need. God, that's what we need. Praise the Lord. We need all this stupid stuff that's coming up. And the church going along with, come on now, church. God is still the same God. Yes, he is. He's still clean. He's still holy. He still loves. He's the same. Amen. So let's go into John 16. And, oh, hallelujah. I don't know where I want to start. I'm going to start number 13. 16:13, I was going to start down. I'm going to start. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will lead you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, said Jesus. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while ye shall see me. And he was talking about going to the cross at this time. But he was saying, I love this verse up here. He said, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Whatever God has given Christ, he's going to give it to us. Isn't that wonderful? So while we are seeking God in fastings, and don't worry if you can't make it to 3 o'clock, make it to 3. You know, if you can't make it to 4, just be careful and say, Lord, I'll make it to 4. Make it to 4. You know what I'm saying? Till you make it where you want to make it. Amen. But I thank all the saints, my God, and what's going on in our world and what's going on with our government, they ought to be fasting and praying. They should be asking God for help. We need help around here. We got these people look like they don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. It's really sad. Praise the Lord. We don't have anybody, Lord, that's standing up for righteousness. Where is righteousness? Who's standing up for righteousness in the government? The government is what rules your country. You know, and the leaders get bad. What happened when the leaders got bad in the Bible day? When David acted up, the whole nation suffered. Remember one time he did suffer so, and he told the Lord, said, they ain't done nothing. You know, get me. I mean, it's not the people. So we're going to suffer if we don't get this thing turned around. And you got to make a side. Listen, don't be halfway in the middle. Make up your mind which way you believe. You know what I'm saying? If abortion is wrong, then it's wrong. If it's a sin, it's a sin. Don't have no in-between things. I'm going to take, thank you, Jesus, because I wasn't going to say that. That just come. I believe abortion is a sin. I believe it's wrong, and I believe it's against God. I do. Under any circumstance, because God is God. He knows, you know what I'm saying? He knows whether mama gone or whatever. Maybe that's his will that way. I don't know. I just don't believe in killing folks in any condition. So I want y'all to know I don't believe in abortion. Amen. Might as well let you know. I believe as a man is a man, and a man, if he got the man equipment, he's a man. Because he say he a girl, don't make him a girl. We was born with different equipment. And if you got the equipment of a woman, you a woman. I don't care. You can't make yourself no man. And I believe it's the trick of the Satan. And I believe it's been coming where people are receiving because of the state that we're in spiritually. Now, I'm just telling you what I believe. Don't have to be right. The church need to come on and be a church, or we need to shut down or something. Because God sent us here for something. He sent us here to show people how to reach him. You know what I mean? We are supposed to be out of saving. So just like she was saying about this man, we're supposed to be saved. We went out to save people, not to make them feel comfortable with the mess they're doing. And we love people. That don't mean we don't love people because we don't believe two men ought to be together or two women together. That don't mean we don't love. We got to stick with what the word says. And you got to learn where it's saying the word where you can say God said it. Because they men don't care about it anyway. I've lived a long time. I've lived in slums. I've lived in the slums of Detroit. I was brought up in Detroit, Michigan, in the slums. Amen. So I know what deep sin is. I've seen sin from all aspects. And I thank God for that. I do. Amen. We lived in the South for a while, and this thing with men, this is not new. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of. And that place under Mount Vesuvius was destroyed because of all of it. God is against this kind of sin. And Satan knows it because he knew it just cracks God up for him to have a woman loving a woman and a man. Come on, children of God. And I'm talking about in the church. I'm not talking about sinners. The sinners are sin. But the church need to get right. We got a song that says, get right, church, and let's go home. It's almost time for us to go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. And the government, get right too. Praise the Lord. They got to stand up and be a government that's under God, or either take it down and stop lying. All in your return, you got God we trust. You're not trusting in God if you're leaning on man. You can't have two gods. Amen. But anything the church can stand. Don't let people sway you from what you believe. If you believe that it's wrong, then it's wrong, sister. Because some little girl going to come and ask you, well, you know, the doctor say da, da, da. What do the doctor know? Shoot. You know, it's just awful. Shoot, I didn't even have a doctor having children. I had at least four or five of my kids with a midwife. So if anything came up, I was in bad trouble. But God brought me through. I said, God brought me through. My children healthy, strong. Amen. Amen. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. You know, we ain't always had doctors, especially black people. We didn't have doctors. We couldn't go to the hospital. Had my kids in the bed with the woman coming. She, if anything happened, she couldn't use a needle because, you know, she wasn't a doctor. God has brought me through the rain, through the storms. When I look back over where God has brought me, I have to just get out and just stretch out and thank him. Because God has been good to me. Amen. Amen. Through the South I came through the North I've lived in the South. And God has been good to me. And I just want to thank him. But let me tell you, God is looking for righteousness from America. Where else is a country like America? People die, you know, even with our faults. I thought, I said, what in the world? People come over and die trying to get over here to America. So it's got to be something that's better than these other countries. But if America gonna wake up, America gonna be held accountable for the mess she's carrying on. We need to pray for our government. We need to get serious, no kidding. Cause the government is what, when David sinned, the whole nation had to pay. So when the government sins, the nation gonna get it. And I keep looking at the nation hanging on. I see it in my mind. I don't know how you picture things, but that's where I picture it in my mind. The nation just falling off a cliff, you know. I said, oh, God, help us. We don't, somebody got to stand up and be righteous in the government. It just can't be us, sister. The government got to get themselves together. Either take these words down and stop their lying, you know, in God we trust. Come on, you ain't trusting in God if you're doing everything that he say don't do. We got to go back to God. And I'm telling you, this day you chose to fast. If you don't get to about 1 or 2 o'clock, do it. And pray while you're doing it. The church has got to get back. What? Who going to help us? Who going to help us? It's God's people. He saved us so that we might keep us something, a standard up in our nation. It's the praying people that God has listened to that's keeping this nation from going under. I don't know what they plan for us, brother. We sit and we think we so strong. We got this and we got that. How do we know we got this and that? We had prophets in my day. And I had a prophet named A.A. Allen before he died. You know, do you remember him? He saw this nation destroyed with nerve gas. They dropped gas and said we couldn't. He said he saw America and he saw the people just taking in this stuff and they was just, you know, falling and burning and just falling. He said he saw the Statue of Liberty. She was struggling and he saw her taking in this gas and she was trying to walk and trying to stand up. She fell. And then it was so much of stuff in the air that she smoked. She did it, and she couldn't help it because it's all in the air. And then she just fell, and she didn't get up. I believe it. And I believe we're coming to it if we don't make a change somewhere. I do. It don't have to be true, but I say I believe it. I have a right to believe it. Praise the Lord. The nation that forget God will be what? Turn into hell, and that's where we going if we don't get ourselves together. Is that what it say? Amen. Nobody want to hear this because we are a nation that, you know, we all of us have been blessed. We got big homes, we got nice cars, we got, you know, that's why people want to come over here. Because no matter what we say, they can do, they can get on the government will take care of them, da da da, da da da, da da da. And that's why they come. They come, even they die coming. I just say, goodness gracious, Lord, let us wake up here in America. And especially people that love you. We got to wake up to it. Let's wake up. Ask God to help us to wake up. I'm not standing to tell you I'm perfect. No. But I pray God to help us to wake up. Help us, God. Help us to pray. I mean, sincerely. For our country. For our leaders. Tell you the truth, we ain't got no leaders. But I mean, well, there was up there. I don't know. Praise the Lord. I know that the nation that forget God going to be turned into hell. I do know that because I believe it. It's a scripture that I really want to read. He said, let me see. It's a scripture. I love this. 15. It's 16:15. All things that the Father hath are mine. This is what Jesus says. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. I love that scripture because everything that God has belonged to the Lord Jesus. Well, we know they're one. But he said that I'm going to show it unto you. Listen, we're not too old or too far to ask God to really fill us with the whole. Fill us. I better go and say, Lord, you fill me. I know I had an experience. I want another experience, I guess. I just want you to fill me up where I can stand in this generation. Fill me, Lord. I mean, fill me. I don't care who looking, who. I want to be filled. Because that's the only thing that's going to keep you sane in this generation. You think, well, I'm doing, no. It's going to take the Holy Ghost. People that don't, without the Holy Ghost, I feel sorry for them. People that don't have the Spirit of God in them, what they going to stand with? Devil ain't got nothing to keep us standing up. Shoot, he going down too. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit in this generation to keep us saved and sanctified and with a man to serve the Lord. We do. We need God through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We need it. And we have to go back to whatever we got to go back to. I'm asking God, Brother Joe. I don't know what, I don't care if nobody don't go with me. If he tell me to do it, y'all, people that know me know that if he says something, you forget it. Cause I'm going to do it. Whether it's wrong or don't look right or what, you know, praise the Lord. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost so until we can stand in this generation. You ain't heard nothing yet. You haven't heard anything yet. You never heard anything yet. We don't know what Mr. Putin or whatever his name is. The devil is what he is. We don't know what he's planning. You don't know the people that's planning under him. You don't know what other nation is planning. We need to get in the word and find out what God is saying about this thing here now. Because if our nation keep accepting all this unrighteousness, we are going to have to be seed about. We know better. I said, we know better. And this is nothing new. It's always been. It's always been. You probably got people in your family that's kind of off. You know what I'm saying? That way. You know. So it's always been. This didn't crop up here. It's always been. But it's still wrong, children of God. It's sin. It's detrimental sin. And God, you know, the devil loves that. He loves to have God's creation all messed up. That's what he do it for. He do it against God. And then we go along with it, children of God. I don't care if our mama, daddy, who in it, it's a sin. And it's the sin that brought judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's going to bring judgment upon America. And I just tremble. I said, Lord, help us. You know, we live in, and I thank the Lord for this. I thank the Lord for my home. I thank the Lord for everything, my children, and all of you precious ones. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. But I know something is up. I don't know what it is, and sometimes I don't want to know. But something is going on in our country, and it's not nothing right. Because people, you know, they don't want to say, well, I'm against it. And the people that's running, I don't know who in the world going to run this next election. I have no idea. I don't have any idea if anybody worthy to run it. Because if you're going to be leaning in truth, you got to have some guts and a backbone to stand to rule this great country. I just don't know what's going on, but I know who can keep it in order. I know who can hold us up. I know who can take every fear from our hearts that we ain't concerned about. I'm concerned about my country, but hey, I just heard about him turning. I said, Lord, I know the prophecies I've heard as a young woman, and I see these prophecies coming to pass. But whatever happens, keep me saved. Lord, keep my heart on you. Don't let nothing move my heart, Lord. I don't care. Keep my heart on you. You pray that? Keep me saved. Don't think you so big. Ain't nobody that big. Can't nobody whoop Satan but Jesus. You know, he's getting down, he say, uncle, before he even get down there. Y'all never wrestled when y'all was kids. And you wrestle, and you get the wind, you got to get up on top of this dude and say uncle. That means he give up. Can't nobody say uncle but Jesus for the devil. Praise the Lord. But we can live according to what God say we can do. We are more than conquerors through Christ that call us. We are more. Why you put that there, sister? More. He didn't say you were conquerors. No, he said we are more than conquerors. Well, they got a little thing. When I was coming up, they say, see, man go out and win. He go out and get his check. He's a conqueror. Then he lays it on the table, gave his wife, she's more than a conqueror. Y'all didn't catch that. He conquered, but she more than a conqueror. Praise the Lord. I pray for us. Children of God, don't give. It's serious. When God told us to fast, it's serious. If you can't go no further than 12 o'clock, go to 12 o'clock. Just be honest with God what you're going to do. But you should, the Lord tell us to fast. He tell us to pray. Especially now, for God's sake, if we as the church don't get up and do something, what's going to happen? You know? So as a Christian, you know, if you can't go for further than 1 o'clock, do that. This whatever you can do, do it. Tell God you're going to do it and do it. You know what I'm saying? You said, Lord, I just can't get no more. I'm just wore out. And I forgot. I said, Lord, I forget people take medicines. You know, they take medicine and stuff, and they have to have food. Even people's bodies are so, you know, it ain't like when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? They I don't know where they're standing. So I want to tell them, Lord, and I believe you want me to tell them. Do the best you can. Just tell God what you're going to do and do it. That's what he loves, doing it. If, you know, you tell him something, he expect it. He don't expect for you to say something and then do something different. Now, that's where you get in trouble at. And you tell, Lord, I can't go no further than 3. I will go to 3 o'clock, Father, by the strength of God. And then after you go 3, you might get to go further. You're not fasting every day. Come on. You're only fasting one day a week. I think every Christian ought to fast. Now, I'm just sorry. The way this junk is going, I think every Christian ought to fast just to keep yourself up. Because I just don't think you can make it without God. You can't make it without God. Praise the Lord. So the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, not only are we praying, but we need to be refilled. Wine out, is the Holy Ghost. Is wine the Holy Ghost? Mm-hmm. Jesus said new wine, so we need to be refilled. And I asked God, Lord, you refill me with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, and help me to stand. Help me. Help the church. Lord, bless the church. Help them, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Help us to be where we can help other people. Hallelujah. We got to give ourselves. If you can't help yourself, how are you going to help anybody else? You got to be able to help yourself first. Get yourself in order, and you'll see this church filled. I plan to see this church filled and with people that need help. But I know I have to, you know what I'm saying? I understand that. I've been saved a long time. And I've been under people, I've been under faith ministries. I was raised up under faith ministries, really. And I know what you have to do. I've seen men fast so their pants come off. They be, you know, they were fast so, I've seen them fast so until, but we saw God move. I said, we saw God move. We have to humble ourselves before God so he can move. Cause he needs to move. And we're gonna pray for that. One that's holding out in the jail. What's her name? Alyssa. Oh, I like that. Alyssa, that's my granddaughter's name. Alyssa. Yeah, Alyssa, that's Shella's baby's, Stephanie's baby's name. Alyssa, that's my grandbaby. Her name Alyssa. I'm going to be praying that the Lord will save her. Yeah, amen, amen. Will you stand? God, Jesus, we'll say Jesus. He wants to fill us. He wants us to be filled with new wine. New wine. Hallelujah. He wants us to, he said new wine. Because the old won't do no more. We have to have some new wine. So Lord, we pray that you would fill everybody in this church with new wine. Give us a desire. Give us a desire to seek you, Lord, until we are drenched in our spirits. Oh, God, take the world out of us, God, in Jesus' name, Father. I know we're in the world, but we're not of this world, Lord. So help us, God, in Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for those, Lord, too, who have brought their gifts to the church and are willing to share. It's wonderful. I see you moving, and I know you haven't left us, God. I feel your spirit in this place, and I know that you're just waiting on us to go that other step. So help us. Everyone in this church, Lord, help us, God, beginning with the pulpit. I ask it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Anybody need prayer for anything? I'm a person like this. When I've spoken and I feel, I'll say I've delivered my soul. If I don't say but half an hour, 10 minutes, if nothing, I've delivered my soul. And I have delivered my soul. I've told you what I feel God wanted me to say. So anybody need prayer, I'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Kobe, I want to pray for you. I know I could have did it back there, but can I pray for you? I want to pray for you. First of all, I want to thank God for Kobe. This young man that want to be saved, want to do something for God. Amen. Am I telling the truth? Good. Amen. You have to be obedient to your parents. She gone. Oh, let me tell you what I do. When a man preach, I watch his wife. When you preach, I watch the woman. I'm sorry. And she ain't receiving you. I'm going, what's going on? Huh? Yeah, that's what I do. I shouldn't have gave you all that, but that's what I do. I'm terrible. I don't judge. Well, this woman said, I'm going, and her husband do preaching, and she going, I said, uh-oh, I got to pray for him. Hey, you ain't kidding. Hallelujah. So be careful because you don't know who's watching you. Hello? You don't know who's watching you. You can't hide everything. You know, people, your face, your eyes, different things show up on you and your personality. And it's people that's been around people. It depends, you know. Praise the Lord. Kobe, I want to pray. I want to first thank you. You've been such a blessing to me. I thank God for you being in the class and being, hallelujah. But God got something greater for you, Kobe, to do. Yes. Don't say no. Amen. Don't look at the other young people. Because your name is not their name. Yes. You got your special name that God has named you. So from this forward, let your eyes be upon what he... Because young people ain't thinking about nothing but foolishness. Half of them ain't, the ones I've met. I went to the school to be with her. And phew, so they're nice as they can be, but they got foolishness on their mind all the time. And I seen nobody coming and saying, Miss Davis, so. No. But they love her. They love her. They really love her. Hey, but I was around a lot of young people. I guess it was all the what? What classes? All the sophomores. I ministered to them, you know what I'm saying? And I would look at them and tell, you know, what, you know. But they were very, very respectful. They loved her, and that was really a respectful thing. Praise the Lord. But God has got something for you that pastor can't tell you. He haven't told me. But I know there's something that God has for your life. You know, because of your the way your persona. Did it make sense? Praise the Lord. Don't turn. Amen. I don't know if you've been having dreams, but you're going to start having dreams. You've been having dreams? You used to, yeah, but you're going to start having dreams. That God can lead and guide you by his spirit and by his power. You're not going to say no because you just ain't that type of person. I don't think. He ain't going to have to wring your neck. You're a person that if he tell you and you know it's him, you're going to be striving to do it. That's the kind of person I'm thinking that I know, yes. Named Kobe. Yes. Okay? Praise the Lord. So God bless you, Kobe. I want to thank the Lord for letting you be in our class. And thank the Lord for being here to put a little teaching in you that God has, you know. I thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord for you being a leader. You're a leader. You are a leader. You know that, though, don't you? Praise the Lord. And people are going to come and ask you questions, Kobe. And I want you to start to love in your Bible. I want you to read it. You may not know why you're reading it, but he's going to lead and guide you because you're going to have to help other young people. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor every day where you can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because, you know, these kids don't want to hear nothing from me and you and nobody else. Not all of them. Now, I met some really nice kids, and I met some boogers, too. But you have gave me a love again for young people. I thank the Lord for you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. You can hug me if you want to.
when I came in, Kobe put his arm around me. I said, oh. My daughter said, Mama, you always crying.
Hello, anybody else need prayer? I mean, anybody need prayer? Raise up. You looking for you? Yeah, take it on. Keep your faith. Let me pray for you, your strength. Some things are, I have to say, are genetic. You know, because most of our family go through this mess up here. Yeah. But I want you to stay strong. And stay faithful. Stay faith. Believe God no matter what you see, no matter what they say. Believe God. Believe his report. Don't believe what the doctor, I don't care what they say. They name some name you ain't never heard. Just don't even write it down, try to find out what it is. Just say, well, you know, I know what I want. Keep what you want in your heart and in your mind, and it shall be. Because God gave it to you. God, this is something God gave to you in this boy. Amen. Hallelujah. Raise him in the nurture and an admonition of the Lord, and God will be pleased with that. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You know I love you. She invites me to teach her classes. I go and you come, she invites me in to talk to the young people. I guess I'm supposed to talk about three or four classes, about 200 kids, you know. Yeah, I love it, you know. I got some that, you know, they were so respectful. I didn't have no kids that acted fool, you know. Mm-hmm. And after they come, oh, we just love you, Sister Faith, we love you. One of them said she's going to play the piano. Tell Bella she shouldn't have said it. Tell Bella, okay. It shall be. Because she shouldn't. She said, I'm going to play the piano for you. I said, oh, you don't know what you said now. You don't know what you said. And so she's going to play the piano. I guess she plays by ear. Praise God. Anything else? Am I forgetting anything? I enjoy what I do. Do pray the Lord give me strength to finish it. Because I do enjoy it. My vision is to see people lying around this church like they have been told, coming for the help that they're getting. Because I believe when people come, they're going to get help. God, all kind of whatever. Amen. I believe that, Lord, I do. I've always believed it, and I haven't stopped believing it. I believe people come, they want to see Jesus. People tired of this church. Because I get tired of this church. I want to see Jesus. Come on, boo-boo. Know how God want to do this. You know what I mean? So don't get excited. If it stay enough, don't keep getting excited. If you believe God going to do it, well, he do it whenever he do it.
That's right.
Because you don't know what God can do. We need to stop getting ahead of God and try to make him do what he said. You know, and what he said do. So I'm asking God in Jesus' name to let this be a miracle. Yes. And let it be something that will make the kingdom work.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want y'all to thank God and give God a clap from our brother back there. in the media. You know, he ain't gonna say nothing. He's quiet. He ain't gonna say nothing. And you gotta come up with something really good to get him to talk. If he talking to you, then you talking something good, because he don't juice. So I really appreciate Derek. I do. I love it when he comes in. I really appreciate it. He's a blessing to our family and blessing to the Lord. I appreciate it. Anything else? Yeah.
You know, I posted a scripture on there. He had some scriptures on. I said, Lord, use everybody else's app. I said, Lord, I'm going to try to learn how to use this app. I'm going to put it to use. I know he put a lot of work into it. So get that app. Check it out. You know, put your scripture on there. And that's where I'm going to start drawing from. And I got all these other apps. I'm going to start drawing from that app. And I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it makes me want to get more appy.
That's good.
Because I don't hardly even know how to turn this thing on, let turn it off. But no, I'm not talking about the app. I don't know how to use it. I have to ask, send this picture from now. You know, I told Bridget, I said, we are older, but they don't need to be dumb. I don't like to be dumb. I'm just not a dumb kind of thinking person. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's not cute if you don't know nothing about it. It ain't cute no more. You know, it's stupid. You know. Yeah. I'm just talking about just using the phone, period.
Well, I just use the phone, period.
You know. Yeah, oh, okay. So, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know. Technology, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You might as well get into technology, because here we are. Yeah. And if you live in, it's no need to being dumb. So I told Bridget, I said, we got to stop talking about it. No, we need, if we got to have these phones, then we need to know how to send pictures, yeah. put up flags, do whatever need to be done. You know, I don't want to know everything. Like something came on my phone the other day, a message from somebody somewhere. I can't get it back for nothing. They was telling me and talking to me. I said, what in the world? And they just going on and on. I said, so, you know, the phone, it was kind of like in my waking hours. And I said, Lord, what in the world? I said, Lord, you got to show me how to do this phone. So I told my son, I said, send that picture to Shelly, the tank, because she made a lot of the stuff to go in there, you know. And so he did. I'm going to do better, Covey. You pray for Pastor. I'm going to do better. I'm going to learn how to do basic things. You know, I ain't gonna know how to reach the moon, but I would like to do basic things. You know, amen. And I'm gonna say this before I close, Sister Vicky, and those who are interested, I love crafts, and I love to make things for old people, go to the old folks' homes, the senior citizen homes. Excuse me, the senior citizen homes. We made pillows, we made little things to go on their wheelchairs, mm-hmm. little bags.
Oh, yeah.
We made those, so I'm older, but I'm getting back to my old thinking, my younger thinking.
Yeah.
But when I get somebody that want to do it, because everybody don't like to sew and stuff, you know, praise the Lord. So is that all? Father, I want to thank you. I just appreciate you, Lord. I know you have a plan for this place, and I pray, Lord, that your plan would be topmost. In Jesus' name, the Lord be with you. The Lord sanctify you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen.